Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Metro Raleigh Business Radio, where business leaders in Raleigh come to tell their stories.
Good afternoon. Welcome to NC Tech Talk, North Carolina's internet radio broadcast station covering the tech sector. I'm Mark Montoro, Senior Director of Programs with the North Carolina Technology Association, or NCTA, as we're affectionately known by our members, and your host for this month's show. For those of you unfamiliar with NCTA, we're a not-for-profit, membership-driven trade association and the primary voice for the tech sector in North Carolina. We support economic growth through three initiatives: executive engagement, which is our term for events; public affairs, where we lobby in front of state and federal government on behalf of the tech sector; and knowledge workforce, or workforce development, which is our initiative for helping companies find the talent they need and job seekers find the best company for their career goals. If you want to learn more about us, you can visit our website at nctechnology.org. We also have a Twitter handle at NCTA and a company page on LinkedIn. We are also streaming updates and comments on this and future shows at our hashtag, which is #NCTechTalk. Much like today, we have been broadcasting live from Business Radio X's Metro Raleigh station at the Wireless Research Center in North Raleigh. Our shows normally air on the fourth Monday of every month, but that's about to change. We have taken over the partnership with Business Radio X, and effectively in January, we'll be moving the studio back to the NCTA headquarters. So next time you hear our broadcast, it'll be from our offices. But the content will remain the same. Our goals is to feature companies that have a significant presence in North Carolina and are making an impact in the state's tech sector. We invite leaders from these companies to discuss their companies, goals, and their progress. Due to the holidays, we're going to have an abbreviated format today. We have one dedicated interview, but is with a company that is very exciting, looking to make a big splash in the market. So I'd like to introduce Matt Tormolin, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Excise and Cert Capture with Avalara, to the show today.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Avalara is a very interesting company with the holiday season in full force and everyone's minds on gift giving. The less glamorous but equally relevant aspect on everyone's mind is taxes. Specifically with the holiday season, sales tax is something that both businesses and consumers are all paying attention to. So tell us a little bit about Avalara and how that applies to this arena.
Yeah, well, Avalara's purpose is to simplify and automate the process of managing transactional taxes. And so certainly a sales tax is a big play this time of year. And to the point you're making, you may not think about it as much, but when you go online and you buy something from any e-commerce site, you know, you get to the point where you're going to submit your cart and pay, and there's always that brief moment where it goes off and calculates your sales tax. Well, you know, more often than not, that's our software in the background connected to that e-commerce site, actually making sure that that's calculated properly.
Yeah. So what about your potential customer base? What do they want to know about that? How do you do it, and what separates you from your competition?
Yeah, so the novel application that we've applied to it is really to take the concept of cloud and apply it to transactional taxes, so mm-hmm. sales taxes as well. So all of our solutions sit in the cloud, and they, you know, connect through the internet to the e-commerce site or to the ERP or back office system that a company is using, and then it's a super fast calculation that occurs. And so the benefit there, if it's cloud-based, is that, you know, there's thousands of changes in taxes, both sales tax and excise, any given month. When you think about jurisdictions across North America, jurisdictions mm-hmm. around the world. So in a cloud-based solution, we make the change once, and everybody that's connected to the system gets the benefit of that. So it's not like the old days where you had, you know, software that was deployed inside the premise and you had to make those changes yourself.
Yeah. So about your client base then, obviously this is a product that has no geographic bounds. I mean, are most of them here, or where do you serve them? Where are they located?
You know, we've really took, an interesting approach to market in that we went after the small to medium businesses. So, you know, the businesses that have been traditionally underserved by other software companies. So, you know, we have thousands and thousands of customers, but there we really focused on making sure that we could you know, give the same level of capability to a small business owner, you know, that a large enterprise would have. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, tens of thousands of customers, and they're also connected through a lot of partnerships. So we have gone out, we have over, you know, 300 different connectors that we've built to e-commerce systems or back office systems to make it simple for these customers to connect.
So if somebody was doing their Christmas shopping online, any particular website they would say and be like, oh, that's Avalara in the background.
Well, I mean, in all of these cases, if you go to most e-commerce sites, you'll see a little what we would call a bug, you know, or mm-hmm. a logo at the bottom that, you know, is sort of the ingredient brand for what you would see there. But yeah, I mean, all the major players are, you know, connected in one form or another, and we literally do millions of transactions a day.
Wow.
Through the solution. And then, you know, just in North Carolina alone, we have close to 300 customers of our solutions, and that's end customers as opposed to, you know, a consumer like us that might be using the solution mm-hmm. through, you know, another provider.
That makes sense. So I know we talked a little bit earlier about value prop and how you separate yourself from your competition. And just as a marketer, I was going through your website. You know, I pay attention to how companies communicate that value prop. I was very impressed with those companies that share their knowledge. They share industry experience before actually selling a product. And so as I was looking through your website, I thought, you know, there's great access to white papers and infographics, a lot of things that a lot of people would want to see. Was that your intentional marketing strategy? What was a little bit about that to gain that information that you wanted to provide to your customers?
Well, absolutely. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, tax is not the most glamorous, you know, and, you know, so what we're really trying to do is ensure that, you know, any potential user of the solution understands what their compliance risk is, what their risk is from audit, and why automating that solution is so important. And particularly if you think, you know, when you're talking about small to medium businesses and now as we grow into the enterprise, you know, it may not be the first thing on your list. So we're really just trying to educate, you know, the end buyer and educate consumers about, you know, what some of the complications could be. And then how having, you know, a super fast, accurate, easy solution to automate that is beneficial.
Yeah, it sounds like you're very positioned for some exciting progress there. And so what can we expect? What would we look at when we're looking at Avalara 5 years from now? Or what can we expect to see?
You know, I would say more of the same, because we're very methodical in terms of the way that we go about doing business. You know, we're looking to grow the additional types of taxes that we provide support for. We're looking to grow into markets, both in, I would say, domestically and then internationally. We will, you know, we'll see growth in those markets. We just started an office in the UK in the last couple of months. We have over 200 employees who are actually Avalara employees in India. We have a huge office in Pune. So you'll see growth on those two axes, and then you'll just see transactional growth, you know, continue at the same scale.
Interesting. So we want to come back to that. I want to talk more about your growth plans in a little bit. But for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to NC Tech Talk on Business Radio X's Metro Raleigh Station, the monthly internet show that is hosted by the North Carolina Technology Association. You can learn more about us at nctechnology.org. Follow us on Twitter at NCTA. We also have our LinkedIn company page that has a lot of that information as well. Our show is also simulcasted through Twitter on our hashtag at #NCTechTalk. We were talking with Matt Tormolin, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Excise and Cert Capture. But before we go into some more questions, I wanted to share a little bit about our first major event of the year. Outlook for IT is Encita's an annual meeting and luncheon. It will be held on January 30th at the Hilton Charlotte Center City, and run from about 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We start with a tech expo featuring Encita's technology member companies, then move into an Encita business meeting where we will recognize our 2015 board leadership, recap the successes of 2014, and provide a preview of the initiatives and activities coming for the upcoming year. We'll then move into the content portion of the program, which will feature a keynote briefing in partnership with Gartner, the world's leading IT research and advisory firm. Research Vice President Michael Smith will share IT spending projections and other tech trends that will drive investments for the year. We'll also release our first annual State of the Tech Industry Report, which will highlight our sector's strengths and opportunities. It will be packaged with the North Carolina Tech Directory, a complete listing of our over 750 member organizations that make up the association. Lastly, we have the opportunity available for a firm specializing in technology staffing and talent resources to offer an employment outlook presentation that features an overview of tech skills and demand, salary trends for these positions, and insights on how to better tap into the state's talent pool. This event has grown steadily over each year and could attract over 400 attendees. It is NCETA's first signature event of the year and our only one that will be held in Charlotte. So this is your opportunity for NCETA's membership, specifically those companies that have a presence in Charlotte, to show its strength and join us at the event. So we hope you will. But getting back to you, Matt, we talked a little bit about in what we will cover in Outlook for IT, just employment and how companies are finding talent. So you're talking about how Avalara is planning on some plans to move here to the area. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've been looking to support the growth in our initiatives, what we've been really looking geographically to figure out, you know, where were the best places to make some investment. A couple of years ago, we acquired a company here in Raleigh. And as we were expanding that company and that business, we were just really, really impressed with the human capital. We were impressed with the resumes. We were impressed with the people that we were able to hire. And so as we were looking at expansion, you know, we really narrowed down the choices. And this was certainly one of the top ones. In the last month, we announced that we've just leased 40,000 square feet in Diamond View One over at American Tobacco in Durham. And, you know, we're very excited to, A, make the investment, and B, really become, you know, an important part of the economy and an important part of business here in North Carolina.
So what is that going to mean in regards to hiring? You referenced about 300 NC customers here. You know, what does that mean for growth, and what kind of skill sets are you looking for here?
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe it's been sort of quiet, but over the last 90 days or so, we've already hired 50 new folks here in the region. So, you know, we are looking to expand our sales force. We're looking to expand our customer support and then our compliance service operation. And then also for one of the business units that, for which I'm responsible, the CertCapture business, you know, we have continued to grow that business out here, and that, you know, is headquartered, if you will, in the Raleigh area, that business.
Yeah, it transitions nicely into, I was going to ask you about that long title of yours. So yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what about XI, CertCapture within that division of Avalara and your responsibilities there?
Yeah, so in the April-May timeframe, actually, Avalara acquired a company that I was CEO of that was based in Houston, Texas. And, you know, we've folded those folks into and that solution, which was the excise solution, which is a different tax type than sales and use. So a good example of how Avalara is, you know, expanding on multiple different fronts. Mm-hmm. And within the July-August timeframe, they asked if I would also assume responsibility for the CertCapture business, which is the business here in Raleigh. So we, you know, sort of packed up the Land Rover and the kids and the dog and threw a trailer on the back, and, you know, 2 days and 1,800 miles later, you know,
moved
here
to
we
Beverly.
Are. Exactly. It was sort of like that. You know, yeah. We had the grandmother on the rocker on top of it. But no, I mean, it's been a smooth transition. And from a responsibility standpoint, I'm responsible for the excise business and CertCapture business, hence the long title, mm-hmm. and the site exec for what we're doing with the build out in Durham right now also.
So we talked about this a lot in the interview prep, just about the importance of company culture as it pertains to attracting talent and more importantly, keeping it. And so one of the questions that you had even brought up, but we thought was very relevant, is how would you describe Avalara's mission? Yeah. So how does that apply? And then more specifically, how does it translate into the company culture?
Well, the mission, you know, is very simple, which is to provide, you know, the fastest, most accurate solutions for solving transactional tax problems for all types of customers. So that's the mission. But I've never in 30 years of software seen a company that is so focused on culture and how that culture pervades everything that we do. And so, you know, we have, you know, a 5-year plan, you know, that we're all familiar with. We have our 9 corporate success traits that, you know, it are completely the way we embody, not just the way that we hire. And anyone that we evaluate is evaluated based on those 9 success traits through the process. And even importantly, once you come on board, you know, we're evaluated annually based on those 9 success traits too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they come from our original founder, who's our CEO, Scott McFarlane. And, you know, we live these traits every day. So, you know, whereas I think you see some companies where it becomes an internal marketing thing, or, you know, you put them up in your lobby so that when prospects come in, they say, oh, wow, this is really great. Look at what these guys believe in. I mean, we live it every day, you know, all the way down to orange being our color and, you know, everybody living and loving orange.
I was going to say that's the coolest watch I've seen recently is you're wearing that. So are there any other types of apparel or anything that you have that features the orange that you got to wear when it's corporate time?
I'm telling you, everything is orange that we produce from a corporate standpoint. And it's real interesting, too, when we acquire a company. I mean, one of the things that we do is we come in, you know, even from a site perspective and, you know, roll the orange out, you know, to everybody in terms of the way that we go through. So it really does become something you rally around. You know, it's something that's sort of uniquely ours. It's not corporate gray or corporate blue. I mean, it's orange.
Absolutely.
Right?
So as you're looking to hire these positions, you talked about this 9 traits or these 9 traits that you look for. You know, how would you describe some of them? How does that translate into somebody that's maybe in sales versus technology? I mean, do they translate all the way across? And what are some that stand out when you really look for that new hire?
Absolutely. So, you know, adaptability, you know, curiosity, you know, ownership, you know, these are, simplicity. These are all keys that we look at because, you know, at the end of the day, you want someone that's going to take responsibility for trying to drive, you know, the best solution possible for a customer, but also be a great internal, you know, collaborator as well, which is really important. As we grow, you know, we have multiple offices, we have multiple departments, we have multiple business units. So just, you know, our customer centricity being focused on our internal customer supplier relationships as well, even to the external, you know, that's what makes a really great employee.
Interesting. I mean, we had talked about this earlier too, your background, a former lacrosse player. You know, I mean, well, when you look at traits that a lot of companies look for, former athletes are ones where they can say teamwork and discipline, those types of things translate through. So any particular ones that you would say I took from my career or my sports career that I applied to my professional career?
Well, certainly being competitive is a big part of it. And, you know, a large part of our culture is, you know, a work hard, play hard culture, you know. But I think that at the end of the day, assuming responsibility, being accountable for something, and then also being a good teammate and saying, you know, no task is too small or too big. You know, if we have an objective, we're all going to pile in and we're going to get there, right? And if you have that competitive edge while you're doing it, you know, that makes you successful.
Yeah. So what is that one tip? If somebody's wanting to get a job as Avalara's coming here and moving into that new building, it's at Diamond View 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to tell that job seeker? How do they find jobs? How do they prepare? How would they really stand out to the hundreds of resumes that you may already be receiving?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say a couple of things, and we've, you know, I've personally hired 5 people just in the past couple of weeks. So it's fresh on my mind, you know, the question that you're asking. But the first one is to do honestly what you just did, which is do your homework. We expose so much about who we are and what our belief system is and how the culture works and what the solutions are right off the website. And, you know, we have a YouTube channel where, you know, you can go onto the Avalara YouTube channel. You can see everything about what we do externally and internally. You know, I think that's a key part. And then we're also huge adopters of other cloud-based solutions. So, you know, every position that we have open is off the website, you know, or available to get access to it through LinkedIn. So I would say just hitting our own website and consuming, you know, what's out there and then, you know, using resources like LinkedIn would be a great, great place to start.
Yeah. So translating that over to your peers, you were a serial entrepreneur, started multiple companies, been in multiple roles from CEO on down. So what is that one tip that you want to give to a peer, somebody, or even somebody moving into that role? a book to read, a mentor that really impacted your career, anything in particular that you said was just impactful along what you did?
That's a really interesting question. You know, I think that, you know, my biggest suggestion would be you really have to go into it with the mindset that you're going to live it and that you're going to love it. That, you know, a lot of success, particularly in startups, is that you go in and you take whatever role, you do whatever you have to do to make sure that, you know, you satisfy that customer, you know, that you understand the problem, that you're delivering a solution, and then you just quickly iterate to provide additional value. So how do I provide the same customer more value with the solution they have? And then how do I cross-sell or upsell additional solutions? But it all comes from that knowledge of, you know, what's the problem and how can I solve it?
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you joining us on the show today. It really sounds like Avalara is positioned to do some great things in North Carolina. We're looking forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's been great. I really appreciate you having us.
Great. So I'd like to thank Matt Tormolin and all of you for joining us today on NC Tech Talk. If you want to learn more about this show, including hearing the archived broadcast or anything that is in CETA, you can visit our website at nctechnology.org. Also follow us on Twitter at NCTA and on LinkedIn. Our next show will be in January. More information will come as we transition the studio to our NCTA offices. So we'll keep you up to date on our website as well as our e-communications. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas and New Year. We look forward to seeing you all in 2015.